Bob Surratt with you on a gray Friday afternoon. Thanks for joining us. George Banis brought in a dish from Heaven on 7. It's voodoo enchilada. And I'm telling you, I've said this before, this is like one of the single greatest restaurant dishes in Chicago, voodoo enchilada. It's great. It's got a little sweet, a little spice, and he brought it for Marianne, but guess what? I don't think it's going to make it home. Let's do some traveling here. And if you've ever been on the internet site, johnnyjet.com, you know it's one of the most comprehensive travel websites anywhere. And Johnny is here right now. Well, he's not here. Where are you, Johnny?
I'm in my home state of Connecticut.
Oh, so you're kind of, you're home for the weekend, huh?
I'm visiting my dad.
Good for you. Where have you been lately? Anywhere exciting?
Well, I was in Toronto yesterday visiting my wife, and then I was home in L.A. a few days before that, and I was in Hawaii a few days before that. So that's pretty tough.
All right, let me get this straight. Wife is in Toronto. Dad is
in L.A.
Connecticut. You're in L.A. Lots of questions, but I won't go there. You never see each other. Absence makes the heart grow fonder. I was reading this week about airline fares for Thanksgiving and airline fares for Christmas, and I think I saw a date, something like December 9th, and it said after that date, fares might double. What's the latest?
Well, you want to book your tickets as soon as possible, especially, you know, for Thanksgiving, if you're even talking about Thanksgiving. And, you know, you want to stay away from all those peak days. So you're not going to get a deal for Thanksgiving, for example. You're not going to get a deal the Wednesday before or the Sunday after. I mean, that's when everyone wants to travel. So the airlines have no incentive, and the same thing goes for Christmas. So the few days before Christmas, especially over that Friday and that Saturday, that's when everyone wants to take off.
And you know, sometimes I've had the experience where, due to procrastination or just bad planning, I'm buying tickets at the last minute, and the fares have actually gone down. That does happen still, doesn't it?
For sure, it could happen. Actually, that's why you don't really always want to buy your tickets so far in advance. So most airlines, you know, they won't start lowering their fares to about 3 months before the actual date, because that's when they go into management crisis, and that's when they look at all the fares and say, okay, we have a lot of empty seats, let's put this one on sale. So yeah, that's how they do it for that. But so you don't want to buy it too far in advance, except over these peak holiday days like Thanksgiving and Christmas, when they know everyone's going to be traveling and they're not going to put those on sale.
And what do you foresee for Christmas travel?
I mean, it's going to be busy. And actually, what's going to be great, actually, is the gas prices have just dropped drastically.
Right.
You know, they've gone from $100 a barrel to $80, I think. And so I think you're going to see a lot more people driving than you're actually going to see flying, because I don't think the airlines are really going to lower their fares, but they're not going to have any – I don't think the airlines are going to have really any, you know, need to increase fares, because they can't say there's, you know, we're high fuel prices, because they're not going to be high. At least they're not right now.
Yeah, we want them to say, since the price of fuel has gone down, we're passing the savings along to you. Yeah, right.
Yeah, well, that's not going to happen.
That's not going to happen.
But there are still ways to get cheap fares. So what you want to do is you want to, you know, you got to be flexible. It's number one rule. Always be flexible. So, you know, try and use your vacation days wisely. Don't go the days everyone else is going to be going. Also consider the time of day. I know everyone wants to leave after work or after the kids are out of school. But when you do a search or when you call somebody, just don't say, I want to leave at 3 o'clock. Just leave it open and see if there's something early. And by the way, when you leave early, that's the best chance of not being delayed, the first flight out.
Right.
So that's a good reason why to get up early and do it.
And cheaper seats tend to depart early in the morning, don't they?
Well, the cheaper seats are usually the ones that people don't want to be on. So yes, so it could be early in the morning or late at night, or sometimes in the middle of the day when business travelers aren't necessarily flying. So it all depends on the route, the date, and we've talked about this before, alternate airports. You always want to look at the alternate airports. Don't look at O'Hare or Midway. You can also look at Milwaukee if you want to drive. Or most of all, when you want to fly somewhere, instead of looking at, we've talked about Miami, look at Fort Lauderdale, or, you know, fly into California instead of Los Angeles, look at Long Beach or even Orange County or even San Diego or San Francisco has Oakland and San Jose. I mean, all these different major cities have alternate airports, and always look at them, price them out at all the different ones.
Johnny, is it worth it to pay the $25 fee that most of the airlines charge now for speaking to a human and having somebody on the phone do your ticket for you rather than doing it yourself online? Can you actually get a better deal or find out more or get better service somehow?
Well, if you're just buying a point-to-point ticket, I say no. If you're just, you know, especially if you're doing it domestically, but if you're trying to use your miles, especially if you're going to Europe or something, it's well worth it because these agents, you know, they'll tell you instead of flying into Rome, look at Paris, and then connecting or taking a train or something like that. So they have different. Anyway, that's when you want to speak to the agents. And if you don't have the right agent, you can always say, you know, politely hang up and call back because they're not all created equal, and a lot of them don't know all the rules and stuff like that.
Yeah, good point.
And get a travel agent, especially during the holidays when everyone's traveling. If there's a major snowstorm, you're going to be on hold for hours trying to change that ticket. But if you have a travel agent, they'll do it for you, so it's worth their fee, which is usually $25. It could be $40. So I would look into that as well.
Also, I was looking at your list here of ways to find cheap flights, and you have here, consider making a stop. So you're always going to be able to get a cheaper fare if you don't go nonstop. Well, that's usually the case, isn't it?
Not always, right. Yeah. Not always. It all depends on the routing, but, you know, it also increases your chances of being delayed or them losing your baggage if you're checking a bag. So you got to keep that in mind. You know, if it's only $25 cheaper, I would go nonstop, you know, just because it's worth not having all those hassles. But if it's a couple hundred dollars and you're a family of four, I would take it. But I would look at making a stop.
Are you flying these days wrapped up like a mummy with a surgical mask and soaked in Purell?
Well, I got to tell you, watching the news, it really does make you nervous. And I flew yesterday from Toronto to New York, and I'm not going to lie to you, I was nervous. And but there was no one in the airport that had any masks on or suits or gloves, at least not in Toronto that I saw or New York. But, you know, again, you just have to remember, read the facts, that the only people who have contracted it are people who have been in direct, what's the word I'm looking for?
Yeah, well, been in direct contact with someone showing the outward symptoms of Ebola.
Right.
And you have to, it's only through bodily fluids that is passed, not through the air.
Correct. So, but again, you know, if you're going to upgrade, this is a good time to upgrade. This is when you want to be around so many people at once. You know, instead of being packed in with everyone, at least you have some more breathing room and space, make you feel better. You can always try and get an upgrade. You can try and do a cheap upgrade, like a last minute upgrade, or use your miles. Or if you have your credit card miles, this is a good time to use them.
We were talking about a report in the news yesterday about fighting in-flight germs, and one of the experts said that despite our squeamishness, a seatmate with a cold or other illness is a bigger risk than the armrest or the tray table or something. And I think the quote was, for someone with a normal immune system, the risk is very slight. So using hand sanitizer, washing your hands, good ideas. Those are the basics. And I guess if you don't touch too many surfaces, if you can avoid it.
Exactly. Well, listen, I fly 100 times a year. And knock on wood, I haven't been sick this year. I've already flown 70-something times. So what I do, again, is, you know, I do wipe down my seat a lot of the times with an alcohol-based wipe. And I just keep my fingers away from my face, my mouth, my nose, my eyes. The air that you're breathing is actually very clean. People don't realize that those filters are like hospital filters. Some people say they're even cleaner. So it's not the air you really have to worry about. You just have to worry about what you're touching. And don't use the seat back pocket in front of you. That's filthy. And what's also dirty, by the way, people don't realize, they wipe down their seatbelt, but they don't wipe down the overhead bin latch. And that is filthy.
Yeah, because everybody touches it.
Yeah, so that's when I discreetly, when I go to put my bag up there, I have my wipe in my hand, and I'm discreetly wiping it and opening it and closing it. So
And good point about the air. We were talking about this a little yesterday, that we all suspect that the recirculated air spreads the germs, but all of the people in the know say it is really not the case. Getting sick after flying usually has nothing to do with the way the air is treated, because they do compress that air, filter it before they recirculate it. So
exactly. And stay away from the toilets, by the way. The bathrooms are filthy, and when you open up those doors, use a tissue or a paper towel,
mm-hmm.
or flush the toilet.
Or somebody called in yesterday when we were talking about this and said, "I'm staying home," but don't do that. Don't do that.
You know what? I'm hoping that they contain it, and right now everyone's just really worried because of all the media frenzy. But
yeah, right.
Only time will tell.
Yeah, as Walter Jacobson pointed out here yesterday, he read a list of all the things that can kill you and kill more people than this. So we'll see. Let's take a quick break, and then we're talking to Johnny Jett, the proprietor of the website johnnyjett.com. Johnny's got his travel tip of the day, and it's a credit card offer that ends Sunday that really sounds good. You may want to take him up on this, and we'll talk about some hotel apps tailored to what a guest wants, and time permitting, a question or two from you, if you like, for Johnny Jett, 312-981-7200. We're visiting with the man about the world, Johnny Jett. The website is johnnyjett.com. You can find all sorts of information about the airlines and hotels on there. And Johnny, I was just reading about the smartphone apps for hotels now, and this article I was reading said that the first generation, not very useful, but now there's some better apps, and among those offering financial incentives, James Hotels in Chicago, Miami, and New York offering a new app feature next month that sends push notifications of in-hotel deals. And then instead of a guidebook, there's a new concierge app called Keys to the City from the Palmer House Hilton in Chicago, where you can find out about Chicago walking tours, recommended restaurants, and attractions. Are you finding some useful apps at hotels around the world?
I love that. Yeah, you know, I didn't know about that. Did you read that in the Chicago Tribune? Because I have to look that up.
I believe it was a New York Times article on these hotel apps that are now being tailored to what we as guests want.
Well, my favorite hotel app is Hotel Tonight. Have you heard of this one?
I believe you mentioned it once. Tell us about that again.
Yeah. So this was really just for last-minute deals. Usually, it started off at 12 o'clock noon that day. You could only find deals. Now, then they moved to 9 o'clock in the morning, and then just 2 weeks ago, they moved to 7 days ahead. You can start booking. And what's great about these guys is that they offer huge discounts. They're mostly luxury hotels. But, for example, my dad and I were coming back from Puerto Rico a few months ago, and we didn't have a hotel for New York City. So that same day, I just looked, and they had a really nice four-star hotel in New York City for $199. And within three swipes, I have it booked. So...
Yeah. And that's Hotel and the Word Hotel Tonight?
Yep, Hotel Tonight. This has been downloaded millions of times. I mean, it's been around for a few years. It's one of the big guns now.
Also at johnnyjett.com, the travel tip of the day, a 70,000-point credit card offer that ends Sunday. You like this one, huh?
Well, of course. Anytime they offer big bonus points is when I sign up. So, you know, before you sign up for a credit card, an airline credit card or a hotel, you got to make sure you pay off your credit card bills every month in full. I put mine on auto pay just because if you miss it, they have high APRs. It's not worth it. But if you can pay off your bills, this is a great way to subsidize your travel. I mean, I know so many people who fly around the world first class, and it's all because, you know, they get different credit cards. And they hit them when they're hot. And this is a Chase Inc. card. It's on my homepage. It's offering 70,000 bonus points. You know, there are stipulations, like you have to spend $5,000 in the first 3 months. So you got to make sure you do that. But if you can do that, it's a business card, by the way, and you don't need to own a business. You just need to put in a your business name, a business name, and provide like your social security number as the ID number.
All right. Check it out at johnnyjet.com. Johnny, thank you. They're in Connecticut. Johnny lives in Los Angeles. His wife is in Toronto. Far be it from me to question his life of globetrotting, but always good to check in with you.
You too.
Thanks, Johnny.
Thanks for having me.